Symptoms of the podcast include buying men's deodorant, shunning major retailers, and taking a dad to the car shop.
This is the ladies of Not Your Cup of Tea coming at you live from the outdoors where it's sunny, but we're all having allergic reactions to the pollen. We're here to talk to you about the biggest political issue of our time, pink tax. Dun, dun, dun. So do you guys know what the pink tax is?
Kind of.
I am.
Explain
aware,
it more though.
But please go into detail.
Yeah. So it's not a technical tax unless you look at it from a tampon perspective, which I'll get to. But it's the idea that women have to pay more than guys for the same products. So if I went to the store and a pack of Gillette razors, like a 4-pack, the pink ones for girls would be like $6. And the blue ones for guys might be like $4. But it's the same product, same quantity, same quality. And it's more. So girls overall in their lifetimes have to spend more than guys to achieve the same thing.
So do guys' razors work almost the same as girls?
Use my brother's razors.
Mm-hmm. Same tax, I've known about it for a little while since, you know, it started coming up in mainstream media. But like, it's just so frustrating because it's stuff that I have to buy. Well, not necessarily the gendered versions of those products, but like you said earlier, I know we haven't talked about it yet, but tampons or pads mm-hmm. or things that women need because they have periods.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of period products, mm-hmm. what's interesting is in most states those items have a sales tax. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the states where they don't have a sales tax, it's either Alaska doesn't have a sales tax on anything.
Okay.
So they're not taxed there. And then if a state has the product classified as a medical product, there isn't a sales tax because there isn't a tax on medical products. So, but most states haven't done this. It's something like only 6 states do not have a tax on tampons. Hmm. In Indiana, the rate of sales tax on tampons is 7%.
So, normal.
In California, it's 7.25%.
Who has the highest?
That's kind of surprising.
I made a mistake. There are only 12 states where it's not taxed.
A little more.
It's still not enough.
And some states have just declared that feminine hygiene products should not be taxed.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I think, obvious because it's not a choice to buy them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think it speaks to the fact that there aren't women in legislature who can vouch mm-hmm. for us and advocate for women's issues, mm-hmm. so men don't even think of this as being an issue because they're not mm-hmm. going out and buying tampons.
Right.
But if there were women in politics more, I think more states would have declared it tax exempt. I'm sure mm-hmm. the states that did declare it tax exempt are probably the very few states with women senators.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Yeah, that's the problem with a lot of our government and women's topics in our government is that there's not enough representation to speak to what women need and want. Mm-hmm. So like you said, it's just not happening because there's nobody there to tell them what we want.
And it almost puts women who can't afford these products now at a disadvantage mm-hmm. because obviously you need to control your period. You can't just walk around with blood on your clothes. But if you can't afford these products and you have to have blood on your clothes, but then you go in for a job interview mm-hmm. so you can get a job to afford these products, but you're on your period, it's going to be a mess. You're not going to do well in the job interview if you're worried about stains on the chair. And it perpetuates the cycle of poverty.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to have people who are in poverty. You can't even buy them. What do they do?
I know, sometimes for the ministry assistants, we'll have drives mm-hmm. of, feminine mm-hmm. hygiene products, and we donate it to St. Margaret's House, but
that's also, a local resource. I know other places do that, but, you know, who knows if people know about them mm-hmm. or
think about how many women use these resources and how often you have to use these products, and how personal the choice it is mm-hmm. when you don't have that choice. Everyone has their different brand they like. Everyone has their different mm-hmm. size yeah. or type, mm-hmm. or, the Diva cup versus a pad. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that choice, it kind of takes away a lot of your freedoms.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know all the details of this, but I know there was a movement in Illinois, it might have gone through, to require schools, public schools, to provide free, mm-hmm. you know, pads and tampons to girls who need it because there were a lot of areas that were, you know, had high percentages of students mm-hmm. who were living in poverty who just mm-hmm. would miss, you know, a week of school every month because they weren't able to afford mm-hmm. tampons
yeah.
and weren't going to go to school. And so it was, you know, not just an inconvenience, but it was really hurting them in the long run, like not being able to get their education.
Right.
Another place where the pink tax is really prominent is in plus size clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Jeans in particular. So a lot of times if you're a woman and you need a larger size, you do have to pay extra. And they say it's because you have to use extra fabric. Mm. It's like, okay. But if you're a man and you're buying in the husky size, it's never more expensive. So it's like plus size women are put at a disadvantage that they have to pay more for their clothing, but not larger men.
I feel like it's shameful for the people who are plus size. Like, I'd be ashamed. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
And even then, within the standard range of sizes, you know, someone who's wearing a zero, that's less fabric than a 10 or a 12, mm-hmm. but there's no price difference there.
Yeah.
And even just, like, the price difference in women's clothes and men's clothes in general, I was on the Hollister website, and I was comparing the prices of straight leg jeans, because, like, you know, like, women's jeans are called, like, jeggings, and guys' jeans are called, like, I don't know.
Jeans.
Slim fit. Slim fit. I was comparing just the straight leg, because they seemed pretty similar.
Yeah.
I was comparing, like, the same wash, the same waist, and everything, and the guys were, like, $10 less than the girls. And it's almost like telling women, like, she looks nice, you have to buy expensive clothes, mm-hmm. but then it's telling guys don't care about your clothes and the price, and it's perpetuating these like gender norms of like women care and guys don't. Be more casual about it.
Yeah. Right.
Old Navy was busted for adding extra cost to women's plus size jeans but not men's. And currently if you go on the Old Navy website, a plain t-shirt for men is $14.99, but a plain women's tee made from the same material is $16.99.
See?
Both short sleeve.
That's why I buy the men's.
Both just a regular crew neck.
That's exhausting. Because I like, it's easy to say, oh, just buy men's. But then you have to kind of like do your research and figure out if it's like if it's more money and if you really have to buy the men's or like what the real difference is, if there is one. Just more work for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then there's makeup, which obviously isn't essential. It's not a necessity, but I feel like in a lot of ways, especially in the professional world, women are expected to wear even just minimal makeup to be seen as presentable and professional.
Yeah.
And that's something that men don't have to buy at all.
They don't have to carry a bag. They just have their pockets and their wallet. That's another thing. There's a conspiracy theory.
Oh, I know this
among
one.
Clothing designers. Have you ever noticed that women's pockets are incredibly small. Whereas guys' pockets go down quite
deep.
So,
like, their knees, basically.
There's so many men's, like, bath products where it's, like, 5-in-1. It's, like, oh,
my
body
God.
Wash
yeah.
and shampoo
I think it's
and
a,
conditioner.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
it's definitely like, 2-in-1.
Yeah.
Because I'm a little lazy, I'm gonna admit.
In a way that's, like, so men will buy those products so they don't feel girly having all these, like, bathroom products.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also making it so, like, there are no things like that for women. There are a couple, maybe like Herbal Essences 2-in-1s, but it's like you have to buy shampoo, conditioner, body wash separate. Northwestern did a study that men and women, would call various repair shops, and they would ask about the cost of having the radiator placed on their car. And the women, they would ask the people that, the Northwestern asked the people that called to pretend they were clueless about car parts and cars in general. And the women would be quoted as having to pay over $400. And the men, who were also acting clueless, would be quoted to pay $380. So over a $20 difference for the same thing.
And they're both clueless.
All because of how deep their voices were. Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Unreal.
I've always been told if you're going to go, as a female, if you're going to go to the car place, take a guy with you. Because they're going to chip you if you're going by yourself. But if you have like a male with you.
Yeah. It's like a thing they always say, don't go buy your first car by yourself, take your dad. And dads will be like, I have to go with you. They're going to try and scam you, but with a guy there, they'll negotiate. And
it's definitely just degrading to women and insulting to our intelligence and our ability to do things on our own, really.
Mm-hmm. Call out retailers who kind of time and time again have proven to do this, to overprice women's items.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of your homework after listening to this podcast. But yeah, I think that's it.
Test it out. Go to the store. Send us pictures.
Yeah, I took a picture in Walgreens the other day.
Yes.
Dulcolax, the pink box, was much more expensive than Dulcolax regular, but they were the same pill, same dose, same amount in the box. So keep an eye out at your retailers. Look for when they're doing this. And if you ever see it, tell the manager. Because even if it's Target and the manager himself doesn't have a lot of power, at least they can try and make a difference.